Blast the blast. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir. Good to see y'all this morning. April 26th, Monday. Full circle. We back. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We in the house. Okay, the morning drip, Suleiman Bay. Yeah, we just rolling and cooling. Y'all know we got a full load this morning. Ready to get some of this information out here. So you just gotta bear with me and take time. So just the listening process. You feel me? A learning process. You feel me? If you in a rush, slow down. You feel me? You can press rewind on this. Yeah, you can come pick this back up at any time, you know? As a matter of fact, that's the best way to do it. Come back and dissect it. You feel me? Make it become a part of you. So we're gonna get a lot of information out there today. And I'm trying to give it to you the best way that I know how. I'll be thorough with that process. And hopefully we have a few guests come slide through, and that's how we'll do. So, yeah, once again, good morning. You're on the morning trip with Suleiman Bay. So, I was thinking over the weekend, I was like, what's the word for the people to go in conjunction with what we already been discussing in the previous shows? I'm like, man, the people don't know that they, you know, we nationless. We should be stateless. I'm like, stateless is the word. Stateless is the word today. The stateless comes from the word state. So we're going to get into that because that goes into the fold of everything what's going on, what you see in the countries, a lot of things going on, from brothers and sisters getting shot down and beat down in the streets. It's just, I mean, man, it's real broad. It's real broad. All the injustices that we see going on, the case with McGurdy, Oklahoma, for the brothers and sisters listening. You know, you know your bloodline is native, it's aboriginal. So that's what brothers and sisters need to start getting back to. And then we'll look at we'll go through the news here. There's a lot going on in the news. There's a lot going on in the news that I was trying to identify with to see. First, I wanted to look at I was touched with what's going on in India as far as the COVID. And it's like, man, this is, it's deep. It's real deep over in India. It's just like, they done broke a record over there. Hospitals out of oxygen. It's just going crazy. They got a whole thing here. COVID-19 in India. Patients struggle at home. At oxygen choke. Hospitals choke. As hospitals in Delhi and many other cities run out of beds, people have been forced to find ways to get treatment for sick patients at home. Many have turned to the black market, where prices of essential medicines, oxygen cylinders, and concentrators have skyrocketed, and the questionable drugs are now proliferating. On Monday, India recorded a new global high for daily coronavirus cases for a fifth straight day at 352,991. Now I want to get to that part of us that. Okay, they said that the situation is particularly dire in Delhi, where there are no ICU beds left. Families of those who can't afford it are hiring nurses and consulting doctors remotely to keep their loved ones breathing. Okay. Now, they got a part in here where the U.S., okay, I'm going to read it because they didn't change the script here on this phone. Yeah, this is crazy. Well, the U.S. put a law in effect last year. Cut off the raw materials for COVID-19 vaccines, so it only could come from through their channels. So the rest of the world has to wait. So India and everybody else have to wait for the U.S. to do what they want to do and pass it out to who they want to get the materials. So that's what's going on in that. And then the guns, man, the guns, the record level of guns being bought again this year. You feel me? New gun owners. People want guns. People want to feel safe. It's uncertainty out there. That's just what they say. So it's uncertainty. They don't know what's going on. You feel me? First-time gun owners, young and old, from across the country are helping to push record levels of gun sales for what looks like the second year in a row. My gun store had, this from CNN, my gun store has had a run like I've never seen before, said Todd Cota, the owner of King's Gun Center in Hanford, California, in the state's agriculturally rich Central Valley. It was just an avalanche of new gun buyers for the first time. These buyers are white, black, Asian, and Latino, and come from all political beliefs, and they're being driven by uncertainty, fear, and a need to feel safe. Gun sellers across the country said the pandemic and civil unrest over the last year has pushed customers to feel they must take control of their family's protection. Fears of Congress passing new gun control legislation in the wake of a rash of mass shootings since March are also adding fuel to the buyer's craze, industry insider said. Burbank, California-based Redstone Firearms owner Geneva Solomon said both sales at her and her husband's gun store and enrollment in their firearms education classes are up. Excuse me. Solomon said she and her husband try to calm the nerves of first-time buyers in those classes in which they go over the fundamental rules of gun ownership. Yeah, see? Federal background check records support retail firsthand account of continued record-breaking demand. FBI data show that six of the top 10 days for instant background checks, which are required by the federal government before a licensed firearm retailer can sell a gun, were last month alone. It reported that the week of March 15 to 21 was the top week for FBI background checks since 1998, completing 1,218,002 total firearms checks. In January, more than 4 million background checks were processed, compared to the previous January with 2.7 million. So the bottom line, people getting them thumpers, man. People strapping up. Everybody strapping up. They don't know if they coming for the gun laws that go change. And anyway, when we get to our word of the day, which is state, which is dealing with status, you know, we're going to get into that and dealing with jurisdiction, just dealing with, you know, who has the power to or the authority and control over you, your person, property, different stuff like that. You got to understand that. Yeah, you got to understand that because, you know, the Constitution protects people's right to bear arms. But if you ain't constitutionally protected, it's come down to who are you? What's your status? What's your status in society? So that's what we're going to get to today after we get out of the news. So, yeah, I just seen that. I'm like, you know, people grabbing them guns, they you got to protect. But if you got some laws on you where you can't grab no gun, why you can't have a gun? If everybody got the right to bear arms, why you can't have a gun? What kind of law, what kind of statutory law are you under? That you can't bear arms, oh, because you did this or you did that. You're under statutory law, huh? What type of person are you? That's what that comes down to. What type of person are you? And that's what determines what you can and can't do. And they got a lot of scare tactics going on. It's a lot of scare tactics going on, people. And the scare tactics are, listen, you got the right to contract or not with somebody. You're not obligated to contract. There's no law that can impair the obligation to contract. Meaning, if somebody can try to contract with you and send you a contract or offer you something, but you don't have to accept that. If I offer you something, you do not have to accept. You don't have to accept what I say. That's on for you to verify it and accept it if you want to. So that's how that goes. So when somebody tells you that, okay, for instance, this next piece of news, this is what I was getting to right here. This next piece of news right here is dealing with the EU. It says, EU may let vaccinated Americans holiday in Europe this summer. So they got a lot of these scare tactics going on at home and abroad, where, like my grandma said, well, baby, she don't want the shot for nothing, and I don't blame her. Her conscience, her spirit tell her no. But society's trying to force her to. And she said, well, they said you ain't going to be able to go here and there. And baby, I'm like, granny, you too old to even be out. You feel me? You too old to be out. You still see good now. You don't even drive no more now. You got a whip, but you don't really, you know, man, we'll go out for you. But, you know, they try to put, you know, ostracize people from society if you don't do this. Or another thing I've seen, they were giving incentives. Oh, that's an incentive for people to go take the shot. Go take it. Oh, man, that don't sound right to me. Forcing on one hand, incentive on the other. I'm just trying to get you there by any means. Man, by trick or hook. I'm trying to get you there by any means. That's what it sounds like to me, man. But anyway, it says EU may let vaccinated Americans holiday in Europe this summer. Ain't this something? The president of the European Commission has offered fresh hope of a summer holiday in the EU for those living outside its borders. Ursula von der Leyen, however you say that, you deal with that part, you're right there, suggested in an interview with the New York Times that Americans who were fully vaccinated will be able to visit the EU in what would be a change of policy on non-essential travel. Oh, thank you. Oh, we can go abroad and sip tea. Yes, go abroad and travel and go to, you know, the French, the Paris and all the places. You go to Louis Vuitton and Gucci and all that. Yeah, go spend money, with them. Give your money back to them, you feel me, and go contract this virus around the world because that's what's going on. That's what's going on. Open it up for the people, you feel me? Oh, and these shots they have now, they said on the news that the shots that people are getting are from last year's strains, and the strains now is so many of them and different ones that they're not even biting on that. So now what else? You got to get some more shots. Guess what? If you didn't got two or three or whatever you didn't got, you got to get some more. Yeah, it's cool. You go look like a track star on your arms and stuff. You're going to look like you've been through it. Yeah, you're going to get some more shots afterward. It's going to keep coming. The EU adopted tough restrictions on travel into the bloc's 27 member states last year. Non-essential trips are only permitted from Australia, New Zealand, Rwanda, Singapore, South Korea, and Thailand. To qualify for the list, countries must record no more than 25 new COVID cases per 100,000 people over the last 14 days, and no more than 4% of tests carried out in the previous week can return positive. So the report was saying that the U.S. blocked the international COVID, the raw materials from going out, meaning that other countries couldn't produce the vaccine. They didn't have even all the big companies couldn't produce it. Only whoever the U.S. was allowing to do it, whether it was them or whoever. I don't say us. I say them. U.S. is a corporation. I'm not a corporation. So people say, oh, us, the U.S., the United States is a corporation. So I'm talking about the U.S. You see me? Whatever they made or whatever they was allowing, that's all they allowed. So it slowed down the rest of the world from getting the vaccine and prepared. Okay, so it says to qualify for the list, countries must record, so they got to get under control. No more than 25 new COVID cases per 100,000 people over the last 14 days, and no more than 4% of tests carried out in the previous week can return positive. So it says, American, as far as I can see, use European Medicines Agency approved vaccines, she said. This will enable free movement and the travel to the European Union. Because one thing is clear, all 27 member states will accept unconditionally all those who are vaccinated with vaccines that are approved by EMA. See that? So they go to the union stuff. So 27 member states, they go accept you unconditionally. If you're vaccinated, you can travel all around. Spread it. Yeah, you could go all around, go do it, see, open it, you think it's okay, free. But if it's a global pandemic, why would you want to be free to travel? And then it's different strains. So you will have these different strains that's not susceptible to the vaccines that they're producing. So they got to produce different ones because there's trial and error going on. Man, people, just stay at home. Just stay at home with your family and your loved ones. That's the best thing, what I could say. So it comes down to vaccinated versus unvaccinated. That's how the people go be ostracized or put the people against the people. Who vaccinated, who not. That's who could go out in society and move around. And, and they're not saying that you can't move around, but they're not going people go put up signs on you. Yeah, so then how are they going to tell? How can they tell who's vaccinated or not? Do they got some, are they giving y'all some type of little, some little stickers or some little wristbands or some little banners or something? Or do you got a little chip or something in you or something? I'm trying to figure out how they know. How they know what's going on with that. So I guess that's something we'll see. Okay, so now let's get to the meat of what was going on this morning. So, state. Okay. Let me get this together up here so we can make sure we're all in tune and hear what's going on. Okay, we're going to deal with state today. Stateless. Stateless is a word. Okay. If you don't know, now you know, baby. Stateless is a word. So that's going to be the first one today. The first word is stateless. That's the word. And then after that, it gets to the root of that, which is state. So So stateless says lacking nationality. That's just what a stateless person is. A person that's lacking nationality. Okay. So if you don't know what nationality means, we get to that. That's dealing with NATO. Okay, and the NATO state was dealing with the birth. Okay, so that's coming from the woman. Okay, you're dealing with nationality. You're dealing with your nationality. It's the Prophet Noble Drew Ali told us. Deal with the natality, the woman, birth, NATO. Stateless, lacking nationality. Okay, state. State says the condition of a person or thing as with respect to circumstances or attributes. Condition with respect to That's one says the condition of a person or thing as with respect to circumstances or attributes. Two, condition with respect to structure, form, constitution, phase, or the like. Three, a mode or condition of existence. Four, status, rank, or position in life, station. Five, the style of living befitting a person of wealth and high rank. Okay, and it goes on and on and on and on. But four, status, rank, or position in life, station. Okay, two, condition with respect to structure, form, constitution, phase, or the like. And one, the condition of a person or thing as with respect to circumstances or attributes. So this is state is dealing with your status, which is your position in life. Okay, who are you? Again, coming out, that's what they, when they're pulling you over, they're trying to figure out, who are you? What's your status? So status reads, it's a noun. It's the one that says, the position of an individual in relation to another or others of the same class, social standing, profession, etc. Two, the social position or rank of an individual or group in relation to another or others of a different class, social standing, profession, etc. Three, state or condition of affairs. Four, in law, the standing of a person before the law. Okay, so we're dealing with, again, your status in relation to other people, in your relation to the social class, your social standing. That's what state is, state and status. This is dealing with the law, is dealing with the standing of a person before the law. How does the law see you? How are you seen in law? Because you keep saying that you're black, you keep saying that black laws are both matter. And forgive me, folks, but this truth hurts. Truth does hurt, but you are not black. So black lives doesn't matter because black is a color. It's not a people. It's a stateless. It's not a nationality. And stateless just says lacking nationality. Black is not a nationality. The nations of the world are just what they say, a nation dealing with nativity, dealing with birth, dealing with a woman, dealing with pedigree, blood lineage. Wake up, family. You are not Negroes, you are not black, you are not colored, you are not African American. You have a nationality, you have a bloodline, you have a pedigree. You read your Bibles, you read these books, you see up in there where Yahushua or Jesus has a bloodline, has a pedigree. It tells you about Joseph's bloodline and pedigree. It tells you about Mary's bloodline and pedigree. They have names in there of people, Moabite, Hittite, Amorite, the names you can't even pronounce. Those are the nationalities. So there's not no black people in those books. So that's what we need to wake up and understand and see. You've been hoodwinked. Now, why is it in India? That's the first migration. The people went into India out of the garden. And they got many India under subjugation. Yeah. And when they're trying to get the spice, steal the spice trades, get in over there. Okay. So that's on state, stateless, state, and status. That was from Mr. Random House. That was 1966. That was from Mr. Random House. Now I'm supposed to go into Mr. John Bouvier. I'm supposed to go on Mr. John Bouvier's law dictionary, the foreign law dictionary, the Constitution and laws of the United States, okay, and the Union. So you got the civil and other systems of law in this book. Okay, this is what they foundated on. So you have to go into the books of what they foundated on. The Constitution, everything is foundated on. These are the kind of instruments and documents that you have to go into in order to understand what's going on. We have to read those documents, those founding documents, and understand what they're saying and who they're pertaining to in the language of their time. Not what you think is language, because you've never been taught no language. You don't even speak English. You think you speak English. You don't speak no English. Them folks don't speak no English like this over there in England. You don't know what proper English is. You haven't been taught that? No. Okay, so state, and John Bouvier says, status, condition of man, is that quality which belongs to man in society and which secures to him different rights in consequence of the difference of that quality. Listen, let me say that again. Before that, let me back up. Let me go up to the first part of state. I just went too far on y'all. My apologies, family. State, government, and government. This word is used in various senses. In its most enlarged sense, it signifies a self-sufficient body of persons, a self-sufficient body of persons united together in one community for the defense of their rights and to do right and justice to foreigners. In this sense, the state means the whole people united in one body politic. And the state and the people of the state are equivalent expressions. Now, that was dope. And that was deep. We'll read that again. State and government. This word is used in various senses. In its most enlarged sense, it signifies a self-sufficient body of persons united together in one community for the defense of their rights and to do right and justice to foreigners. In this sense, the state means the whole people united in one body politic. State and the people of the state are equivalent expressions. Now that's deep. Now, we not on that accord because we not in one. We not a self-sufficient body. We not in one. And it says to do right and justice to foreigners. So if right and justice not being done to us, and we're foreigners or alien to this body politic, then that shows you that you got to be stateless. You have to be stateless. If somebody could treat you like that, what you going to find out as we read on? In a more limited sense, the word state expresses merely the positive or actual organization of the legislative, executive, or judicial powers. Thus, the actual government of the state is designated by the name of the state. Hence the expression, the state has passed such a law or prohibited such an act. State also means the section of territory occupied by a state, as the state of Pennsylvania. Hold on. Y'all didn't hear that, though, right? Hold on, because y'all got a different understanding of what you think state is. Listen to what that just said. It says state also means the section of territory. Wait, territory? Occupied by a state. So a state can be occupying the territory, so this got to be a big-ass territory. Yeah, if y'all could call this the state of Tennessee, but it's inside of a territory, as the state of Pennsylvania. So it just said state also means the section of territory occupied by a state, as the state of Pennsylvania. So you mean to tell me the state of Pennsylvania is occupied in a section of a territory? Y'all never knew that, huh? Well, whose territory? What territory? And that's where you tie in your nativity, which is your nationality. And being black, you don't have one. So you can't even identify with the territory that's been set aside for you here by Congress as a native to the land, because you don't even identify with that. You identify with the new black code that was put on you, the black tag, the Negro tag, the color tag. How does it keep changing? My kinfolk told me, you got to go into your audience. You got to listen to what your people be saying, too, the people who are listening to you, right? So he told me to keep firing into y'all. Remember, we got tools in the workshop of the mind, so we're going to use the hammer. I got to use the hammer it in. I got to hammer the truth in, right? The German Shepherd. How many of y'all been to Germany? I'm talking to the Negroes, blacks, and coloreds. Yeah, I'm talking to the African-American. How many of y'all been to Germany? Okay, then. That's right, because I ain't been to Germany neither. But I've seen plenty of German Shepherds in my life, up close on TV everywhere. And everywhere I go and everywhere I see them, guess what they've been called? a German Shepherd. And the people I know that had German Shepherd, they never got, they never imported them from Germany. They was born right here, and they still call them a German Shepherd. But you, Mr. Black Man, they call you Negro, Black, Colored, Afro-American, African-American. I don't know what's next. Do y'all know what's next? Send me a list in. Send me a list in to the show. Let me know what y'all think is next. What's the next name? And did y'all go sign off on and be in agreement with? Because they seem to keep coming up with tags for us. How can you be other than what you were created? What your foremothers and forefathers were, you are without doubt or contradiction. That's what the Prophet Noble Drew Ali taught us. Man, if your foremothers and forefathers were this, that's what you are. And all of us been claiming Jesus. Yes, y'all been claiming that name Jesus. But you haven't looked at his blood pedigree, have you? Have you looked at his nationality, his nativity? It's right there in the book. It tells you who he is and where he's from. So if you're going to claim his name, claim the full fame. Go into the blood lineage. At least you will get some respect on top of the land. You can't get no respect with the tag that you own. Nobody recognizes you. You're not at the table. And as we said before, Mr. Trump said, and I'll quote, one of the coldest quotes a gangster ever said on TV Live in his position ever before. Straight out without being under undercurrent. He said it straight out. He said, huh, it's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, that you're on the menu. That's right. If you ain't got a seat at the table, then you're on the menu. At what capacity are you? Yeah, your appetizer or hors d'oeuvre? Are you the main course? Are you for now or are you for later? You remember those candies? Yeah, now for later. Yeah, so that's what. So a state also means a section of territory occupied by a state as the state of Pennsylvania. State, okay, and status, condition of man, is that quality which belongs to man in society and which secures to him different rights in consequence of the difference of that quality. Slaves, aliens, and citizens exercise rights of different nature because they do not enjoy the same state. State is natural or civil. Oh, are you a natural person or artificial person? State is a natural or civil. Natural when it arises in nature. Did you arise from nature? Oh, or did you arise by law? Natural when it arises in nature, which marks the differences of sex, age, strength, etc. It derives its power from the civil or municipal law when it distinguishes men into citizens, aliens, and slaves. What? Oh, back up, Suleiman. Suleiman, please back up for the people. It derives its powers from the civil or municipal law when it distinguishes men into citizens, aliens, and slaves. So let's go back. It says slaves, aliens, and citizens exercise rights of a different nature because they do not enjoy the same state, which is status. Come on, we didn't went over state. Status is your condition in life, your condition in life, the standing of a person before the law. Okay, it says state is natural or civil. Come on now, are you a natural person? We've been going over this. What type of person are you, a natural person or artificial person? Okay, it says natural when it arises in nature, which marks the differences of sex, age, strength, etc. Okay, that's the type of person you are, a natural person. Then it says it derives its power from the civil or municipal law when it distinguishes men into citizens, aliens, and slaves. Come on, man. All you got to do is read. All you got to do is pick up. All you got to do is pick up this, folks. I'm on my 10 folks in Kentucky to say, all you got to do is pick up them folks. Them folks, them people's stuff. Yeah, pick them folks' stuff up. Pick them folks' language books up and start reading. They talking to you in law, in legalese, and that's their language. That's the language. Y'all talking in Ebonics. Y'all talking gibberish and foolishness. They getting down to the business in law. You feel me? You feel me? So that's the difference from what's legal and what's lawful. There's a lot of legal stuff going on, but is it lawful? and you got to be the lawgiver. You got to understand what the Constitution is. You got to understand how to put what the Constitution is, to put people in, keep them in the constitutional fold, because they all took oaths or affirmations to uphold the Constitution. But if you're not aware of the Constitution, if you don't know the Constitution, and it's not your fault, we wasn't taught that. Who was taught that at school? Who was taught the Constitution? You heard about it, but who was taught it? Who was taught that all the values in the Constitution was protect your life, your liberties? Yeah, all that they talk about, the truth of for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, all the stuff they talk about, that's what the Constitution protects and teaches you about. But you don't know that. It wasn't taught to you in the public domain. Yeah, because it's a private affair. And you're not at the party. You're not at the table. You're on the menu. You're stateless. So that's what this is about. This forum is to wake you up that we are stateless and that we need to come together. Now, here we go. Let me go into Black Law Week State. See, I went from Random House in 1966, okay, gave you, we went from state to status in there, stateless in there. Then I went into John Bouvier to find states, stateless, or whatever I could find on. He found the states, so I gave you the states of there. This is the old books from John Bouvier. And this is a two-book part, A through K and then L through Z. And sure, they want a couple little coins for that, but it's worth it. What you're going to learn, the knowledge you're going to get. I think about $350 for them two books, $325 or something. But look what you're going to learn. Then the Black Law. So now let me give you state from the Black Law. One, the noun, the political system of a body of people who are politically organized. So that can't be us. Did he just say that? Yeah, I told you the truth. That can't be us. I'm giving you all the definition of what a state is, and we don't have a state. I'm giving you, I gave you the definition of what stateless is, a person people without nationality, and that's exactly what we is. Yeah, lacking nationality. So, state says, from Black Law, 7th edition, the political system of a body of people who are politically organized. The system of rules by which jurisdiction and authority are exercised over such a body of people. Come on now. The system of rules by which jurisdiction and authority are exercised over such a body of people. See, so you being governed by your lack of knowing, your lack of knowledge, your lack of knowing. For one, the lack of knowledge of self, you don't know who you are. So now you've been coined with tags that are used to keep you politically down in a system of classism. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. And by the way, it did say civil law, right? So let me give you what civil law is. It said municipal or civil law. Let me give this to y'all. It says it derives its power from the civil or municipal law. Okay, so let me give you what civil law is, just in case y'all don't know, because a lot of us just don't know. And I might talk smack to us. You know, I might talk to us, tough to us. I know we don't know, because I didn't know. That's why you have to be soft with the people. Not soft. You have to be humble when you're giving it to them. You have to understand that they don't know. You was dumb just like that, too. You didn't know. Your eyes had to be open. Had to be peeled back slowly. Slowly but surely. You feel me? The thing is, you here. You feel me? You at this table. You're not on the menu here. You feel me? You at the table here. So that's what I want you to do. Sit at the table. Sip your tea. Drink your drink. Whatever it is. Spike it. Do whatever you do. But sit at the table. Open up the books. If you don't have the book, enjoy them as I open them up to you, as we unfold together. You feel me? It's springtime. It's time to blossom. It's time to spring forward. It's a new year, new life. They told you New Year was on January, huh? But guess what? Nature told you different. What did nature told you? During the rest of the year, fall and everything, what? It fell away. Everything died. But the Quran say it'll come alive again. Look at the signs. I tell you, everything withers away. The trees, the leaves fall off. Everything looks dead. Then it comes to life in spring. That's a new year. It springs forth. That's when new year comes. So you need to use your senses, your seven senses. Not what they told you. You got five. You feel me? You're seven. What about intuition? What about telepathy? These are the things we get dumbed down, and we run from ourselves when we hear ourselves because we don't give ourselves time to think. We're too influenced, too contaminated. You feel me? Come on now. Calm down. You feel me? We got to come together. So civil law, this is the definition of civil law. One of the two prominent legal systems in the, this, listen now, this ain't my definition. I speak not on my own authority, my own accord. That's what Yahushua Jesus told him. Man, I don't speak on my own authority. Yeah, he called them devils and a bride of vipers. He said they just like their father was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. That's what he told them. Oh, but when the minister and them were saying that and the nation was saying that, they was blasphemy. These people are racist. Well, guess what they said? Guess what they said about Yahushua too then? I guess that's how you know we kin folks then. Man, call a spade a spade. Man, call a spade a spade, man. That's all it is. Hey, don't get mad at the messenger. Hell, the messenger is just the truth of light, man. But guess what? Darkness can't proceed as the light. Yeah, they can't proceed as the light, man. Your own messenger be right in front of your face and then hated in their own house. Yeah, the prophets and messenger hated in their own house. Ain't even known. Own people want to step to be the last one to step. It's going to take a good Samaritan to come by the way to pick you up. Yeah, your own people not going to do it. Yeah, they going to listen to you, look at you, man, going to talk about you behind your back. Yeah, be the first one to cast a stone at you. Be in the crowd when they come to get you. Yeah, pointing you out. Yeah, better understand about the Judas beast. Okay, civil law, one of the two prominent legal systems in the Western world, originally administered in the Roman Empire and still influential in continental Europe, Latin America, Scotland, and Louisiana, among other parts of the world, also termed jus civil, Roman law. Two, Roman law. Three, the body of law imposed by the state as opposed to moral law. So it's opposed to moral law, civil law, the body, it says again, number three, the body of law imposed by the state as opposed to moral law. Four, the law of civil or private rights as opposed to criminal law or administrative law. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now. Rome. Man, Prophet Noah Dryley, I bear witness you did walk these shores. I promise Allah sent one to us. The month of Ramadan, you know, blessings abound, understanding what the spiritual nature of things and what's going on. I bear witness that we had one come to us. His name was Prophet Noble Drew Ali. That's what we call him. Now, he definitely said that he was Yahushua come again. And he said that 2,000 years ago, the same people that was against him then is against him now. And that's deep. And we got to get into our reading. I want to get into the spurious name of Jesus. So we're reading from the book called Noble Drew Ali, The Exhumin of a Nation, by through Sheikh Elihu in Pleasant Bay. You can get that book by 150 to 200, man, the book deep. And it's going to go so deep. Hey, look, it's going to go so deep inside and out, man, it's going to change you. It's going to change you. It's going to teach you about Jesus, Yahushua, about Muhammad, about Buddha, about Confucius. It's going to teach you about them four prophetic messengers and what they brought and how that part of you can make you complete into a mastermind. It's going to teach you the things about the chakras that you need to know and the seven seals inside of you that was brought back to us. These teachings wasn't given to us by nobody else other than the prophet bringing them back to us. And you see what was brought to these shores. Why, if all the other nations of the world was given a prophet and a messenger, and they went through and things, and we've been through atrocities far greater than that, you'd have lost your control of your damn whole damn mind. You don't even know who you are. You got a whole different culture, different name, different tongue, and everything. Nobody else is recorded in the history with that. Where? Even the people that they said was in bondage, they still know who they are in their history. Yours have been erased. So don't you think you deserve a prophetic messenger, at least, or a prophet? You should deserve one stronger, more powerful than the other one. And that's what you got. Amen, hallelujah, alhamdulillah. That's what you got right here on these shores. That's right. Came and broke the Roman seal. Sure did. Broke the Roman seal and told you you're not Negroes, blacks, and colored. And went before the world and proclaimed, declared the nationality, declared who we are. You right at home. And Martin Luther King told you before they pow. You see, they always try to kill the truth, but you can't kill the truth because somebody else goes speak it. It's spirit. My word is spirit. Can't kill spirit. Can't feel me? Can't kill that. You feel me? That's why you got to make sure you plant it in the right soil. So if you listen, take notes. scribble it, man. Pass it down to you and yours. You know, go do your investigation and pass it down. I'm like my incense. So we can get into this reading, the spurious name of Jesus. So we can understand what that is. Because we got a lot of information out there in the world, folks. Oh, but man, we limited in the great creator. One book, everything confined. Your book is all it is. All these people fighting over these book stuff. Your book is all it is. Your book got it all. Man, your book bear witness against you. That's all it is out there. Man, you can't limit and confine the creator, the great spirit. Man, y'all are tripping out there in the rural. Man, y'all better get together with the families and sip and see what we got in common and quit trying to be on some devices and stuff. That's the problem. That's why we've been conquered. Okay, so the chapter is the spurious. Stay vigilant, folks. At home and abroad, wherever you are, it's too much going on in the world. Stay vigilant. Don't ever put yourself at a disadvantage. Always be on alert to look out, protect you and yours, whether at home and abroad. Yeah, this is an emergency broadcast. Yeah, be on the lookout always. Protect yourself, man. There's a lot going on out in the world, man. You don't know who would knock at your door, all kind of stuff. You mean buying food and stuff, letting people knock at your door. You don't know what kind of stuff people own and do, man. People open your door, people try to blow your head off or something, man. And cook your own food, do your own thing, man. Start sharpening up. I'm telling you, the world crazy. What's going on out there, man? You don't want to have to go in and act and do something to somebody because somebody doing something to you and yours when you could have just cooked your own little grits and eggs. Yeah, so that's what that is. Okay, so here we go. The spurious name Jesus. We're reading this out of this chapter. The holy prophet taught the Moors about the name Yahushua, its origin, how it applied to Mary's baby, and where we, the Moorish Americans, get the name. Question, where do we get the name Jesus? From the West, that's the answer. Question, what does the name Yahushua mean? Yahushua means justice. Did the angel give to the child that was called Yahushua a holy name? Yes, but it cannot be used by those who are slaves to sin. Yahushua was born in Bethlehem through the tribe of Judah in the lineage of David. He was born into the Aramaic language, but was a Hebrew prophet. In the Hebrew language, his true name is Yahushua. The Greeks who ruled Palestine at that time translated Yahushua into Koine Greek, pronounced Yasus, meaning the Lord, Yahweh, saves. The Greek's Yasus was later translated into Latin by the Romans and then to the King's English. By the time Yasus was put into through the Latin and the Spanish and then through the English, what was known as Yahushua is now Big J Yahushua, is Jesus. It should be noted that the English language did not begin in existence until 500 years after the advent of Yahushua. It was developed through four major overhauls before the final late modern English of 1700 into today. For example, Old English is actually Old Norse language by the Vikings from Scandinavia, Anglo-Saxon 500 to 1050, Middle English 1050 to 1550. This is where it was influenced by ecclesiastical Latin, early modern English 1550 to 1700. There was no clear English language around for nearly 1,000 years after the ascension of Yahushua. True Old English consists of less than 100 words, and none of them have over four letters. So if you are using any word with more than three letters, four at best, chances are you are not speaking English. Check the record. According to Oxford English Dictionary, which is considered a relatively comprehensive sample of all the words, 99% was taken from one of the more than 6,000 languages. Europeans, being the last race to be civilized and educated, contributed very little to the words we now use. By the time King James, 1566 to 1625, asserted the divine right of kings, it spelled the end to the Roman Latin Bible. He hired a playwright, named William Shakespeare, 1564 through 1616, to help him write his version of the Bible. This began the thousands of English versions of the world's most popular books featuring a pale skin, fair hair, blue-eyed Yahushua with a J. Needful to say, the English West is also where the slaves and descendants of ex-slaves got the name Yahushua. This is what the holy prophet Noble Joel Ali meant when he answered the question, we Asiatics born here in America get the name Jesus from the West, European slave masters here in America. Nevertheless, Yahushua is Hebrew for justice. The letter J did not come into existence until the 15th century. J was not a letter in Arabic,
Greek, or Latin languages during the lifetime of Yahushua. When you change the language of a people, you also control the comprehension. Hence, it is very difficult to teach the NBC, Negroes, Blacks, and Colored, the truth. Their belief system has been locked into the very language of their oppressors. So that's what you got to understand about that, okay? So the language that you use, and we just had talked about that, okay? That's what we had just went into, okay? It was not even around this time. And by the way, they had a rabbi. I was on the news some time back, some years back, and they had the old same rabbi they had over in Israel. And he passed away. He was he was real renowned. He was the highest rabbi in old school. And he got on the news. He told him the name of the Messiah. That's right, the Christ, the Messiah. He told him the name. And he told him the name was Yahushua. That's what he told him. He told him on, it was a show they did on Coast to Coast. They did a show on Coast to Coast. They got one in the archives. And he told him that. He told him the name. They go back in. He told him the name of the what the name was. They know that. They know the name of that. And they come over here with the Jesus name. But we could get some more into that so y'all can get an understanding. Yahushua means justice. In order to understand why the name Yahushua means justice. It is justice itself which must be comprehended. Since this chapter is about religious controversies, I will continue to use the Western word Yahushua for literary sake. Justice is the divine and universal balance to the harmonies of life. It maintains every living thing within its true perspective. Justice is the omnipresent spirit which holds all created life forms within the realms of their own ethereal plane. Within its prescribed circle of life. Justice is one of the grand attributes of the great God, an infinite sentinel of Allah that sees all things at once. Justice, like death, cherubim and seraphim, is the angel of the Creator. Fleshy eyes of men cannot see it. It can only do His will. Justice comes in the spirit of the laws that govern all events, which are concerned with time. Men attempt to be conscientious of justice by its cause of inevitabilities or recognize it in the wake of its aftermath. The great God alone has charted the course of justice. It runs its course in the orbits of events, climes, and times. Justice is what keeps the record straight. Its course is always for the best. Justice has no enemy. Nor is it obligated to any friends. It is always impartial in its missionary work. Justice is a great servant of Allah, and yet no servant is greater than its master. When any stronger thing that fell from harmony with Allah violates the weaker things, it is justice that corrects the order with infinite equilibrium. Justice of the African ancient ones is much higher than the speculative jurisprudence stolen by Greek philosophers. Its degree is far higher than the Roman and subsequent human laws. Greek and Roman systems of law are diluted versions of the commission, Egyptian, judicial systems. The Latin-based courts of the Illuminati in today's Western world call their judges justices. They say they are in power to serve justice. But like their European forefathers, they see justice without first seeing the Creator. This is like seeing the servant and not recognizing its master. Which is more honorable, the master or the walls? Y'all gonna wake up now. The Holy Quran instructs Muslims, when you judge between people, that you judge with justice. Surah 4, 58. To stand out firmly for justice is to be a witness to Allah. Surah 4, 135. When we are to present ourselves heart and soul to Allah, and this is justice. Surah 7, 29. Justice is the balance of right and wrong. Surah 57, 25. True justice is very insensitive to human philosophies, religions, and favoritism. It has no price tag. Justice divine can never be obstructed, nor is there ever a miscarriage. No matter how man may mix oil and water, it is justice that sustains oil as oil, and water as water. When each returns to its pure state, then justice has run its course. Okay, now back to Yahushua. It says, justice, as in the meaning of Yahushua, is an infinite attribute in the form of an angel of Allah, the child that was called Yahushua. The purpose of this child, justice, was to return the consciousness of men back to his spiritual native plane. Once returned inward to this higher elevation, no man would be a slave to sin or slave for another man. This is why the birth of this Christ was so well prophesied. The spiritual age of Aquarius must be brought in by a mighty angel. It must be remembered that Satan, Rome, had already raised hell to that part of civilization. At that time, about 2,000 years ago, it was Yahushua's Israelite nation who was in the great suffrage of iron hand oppression of the pale-skinned nations of Greece and Rome. Hence, the sign was clear as to which son of Herod Archelaus was trying to kill, the male Israelite babies. However, Joseph took Mary and Yahushua to safety in Zone Egypt. Y'all didn't read that part in your Bible, huh? They went to Zone Egypt. What was in Zone Egypt? Maybe the Temple of Luxor was situated in Zone Egypt. Maybe the highest center of learning in the world in that era of time, in the ancient time, was there. Maybe they was a part of some school where they went of higher thought. Maybe that's why they got the promised child. Maybe that was the immaculate promise, the immaculate birth, because they was whispering their promise because they was taught and initiated through a school of thought that was high and divine. But the blacks, Negroes, and colored never was taught this, but they was in Zone Egypt, and you need to study what was in Zone Egypt. Nevertheless, it was the invasion of the heartless people from the north that violated the harmony of Africa's pathway of salvation, and this is what prompted the course of justice. This event is also called the birth of the Redeemer. Once people understand the unfoldment of consciousness blooms more every cycle age, about 2,000 years, then not only will they comprehend the advent of Yahushua was necessitated by the evils of men, they will also see the need for noble Jew Ali and his prophethood. On numerous occasions, Ali said he was Yahushua come again, and just like 2,000 years ago, men can't see him because he's spirit and the angel of Allah. Also, in letting the Moors know he was Yahushua, he said, those that were with me 2,000 years ago are with me today, and those that were against me 2,000 years ago are against me today. What he meant was the exact same enemies of the great God of the African 2,000 years ago are the same Antichrist oppressors of his people today. I said it is right there in your face, your open enemy, is what the Quran said. Do not follow the footsteps of your open enemy, but you done took on his culture, religion, his God, his everything, and you out here flossing it around like it's yours to the world, and they reselling it and package you up like a dirty, filthy whore, selling you to the world at a high price. That's why they could pay you millions and millions of dollars to dribble, nigga, and shut up. Yeah, and go out here and talk this talk and degrade your women in society, degrade your own community and your own nation, and pay you all these big butts to do that. Yeah, to keep you down. That's right, I said it. Because I'm not afraid of you. I'm spirit. You could take the flesh, the spirit will be here. They could go perfect wine on this. Yeah, once it go into their mind, they can remember this speech. You can't kill that. Get out of here. You faking with your bullets. Yeah, with your artillery, your weapons of mass destruction. Get on out of here. You faking. You got power. I'm the force is with me. I told you that. Obi-Wan Kenobi. You better back down, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I mean, he sure wasn't pale-skinned, and I don't mean no hate by that, but you saw Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah, the force is with me. Yeah. So he said what he meant was the exact same enemies of the great God of the African 2,000 years ago are the same Antichrist oppressors of his people today. Divine justice and the personage of Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali was necessitated. Now, that's his Muslim name. If you want to go do research in the Muslim world, Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali, go find out about that. We call him Noble Drew Ali over here. That's a transliteration. That's translation. Go find out about Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali in the Muslim world. For all those deniers and doubters, go see who he was. Go see who broke this Roman seal. It says, divine justice in the personage of Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali was necessitated by the ungodliness of American jurisprudence. At its genesis is Congress' abolishment of U.S. slavery in 1865, 13th Amendment, then held the new nation of Moorish Americans as hostages under siege of its 14th and 15th Amendments for another 135 years. Like Yahushua proclaimed, he was an angel of justice before the lion in those days. So Noble Drew Ali proclaimed the free national name and religion for himself and his people before the presidency of the United States 2,000 years later. The courts of America are a shadow of justice. Their laws are fashioned like ships, which rise and bow with the waves of human demands and the whims of social rules. They change and go as time goes, but you're a natural person. Your laws are divinely set in stone, concrete. Yeah. Drew Ali said, the higher self, the God self in man, breeds justice. In English, Yahushua deludes the public to polytheism. Much truth was not carried in the transferring from Hebrew to English, including his nationality in all but 3 years of his adult life. Yahushua's birth did not result from an unwanted pregnancy. In fact, his father and mother were both adepts from a long line of Egyptian adepts, prophets, and kings. Y'all better quit playing with Joseph and Mary. Y'all been dumbed down who Joseph and Mary was. Dumbed down. That's what we've been doing. And I'm seeing y'all because it's all of it. We've been dumbed down who Joseph and Mary was. How can you bore a child like that? A whore go bore a whore son. You feel me? And a clean person go bear a clean child. And that's what they got. So you worried about why your child out there off the chain and off the hook and doing what you was doing because you was filthy. The seed was filthy that came into the soil, and the soil was contaminated. So that's what you get. That's what comes out. It's simple science, simple mathematics. So we got to do better in educating ourselves on who we are and change our mind, our thought, our literature. You're not Negroes, Blacks, and colored. You got to quit calling yourselves that. Clean yourselves up. Pull your pants up. Teach your children some different stuff. So here he says, in fact, his father and mother were both adepts from a long line of Egyptian adepts, prophets, and kings, Matthew 1:1-17, and Luke 3:23-37. There go your reference points right there. Matthew 1:1-17, and Luke 3:23-37 show you their long lineage of prophets, kings, and adepts. He was prophesied and divinely summoned by the needs of his people, who were oppressed by the pale-skinned nations of Europe. The Greek-Roman languages coined the name Yahushua from the archangel Gabriel gave to Yahushua, meaning justice, to characterize his purpose. The Egyptians pronounced divine justice as Holy Issa. Muslims, known also by the name of Faithful, used Quranic Arabic to this true name of the Holy Child, son of Maryam, as Issa. His holy attribute can be found 73 times in 60 ayahs, the verses of the Holy Quran. For all the Muslims listening, they know we call him Issa. And this is how Issa, Yahushua, the holy prophet, is known all over the world. Okay. So people need to understand. Okay. And this is an infinite mystery about this attribute stands undisturbed in over 10,000 years. While his name is by far not a secret, it still cannot be used by those who are slaves to sin. The ancient words for those free from sin is faithful or Muslim, meaning I am God's will or doer of God's will. One's heart and mind must first be pure with love. Then and only then will the will and the way of the name reach deific reason. The Western world only has their mistranslated Yahushua, and thereby their Yahushua is a remake and a makeover of the original Nazarene. They forced this Greek copy of Yahushua upon their African slaves. Hence, this is where the so-called Negro gets the name Yahushua from the West. That's where you get Jesus. The Moorish, who are Muslims, get the name Yahushua from the East, from those related to this angel and who truly know him best. The better a person knows Yahushua, the better they truly will love Issa. So I wanted y'all to hear that. I wanted y'all to feel that and understand that. You understand? Well, we've been... You know, a lot has been given to us, and, you know, we've been force-fed a lot, family, and you got to understand that, you know, we've been force-fed a lot, and when you force-fed, you go take so much in, and you go regurgitate a lot, but you got to understand that there's a more out there. That's what I want us to understand, and we got to go in and understand who force-fed us. Man, it's your open enemy, man, your open enemy, and then if you don't see that, if you don't see that, then, hey, I don't know what to tell you. It's wide up. Look at it. It's in the news every day. That's who feeding you. That's who educating. That's the schools we're going to, and it's not working, folks. The public schools are not working. Why are we sending our children there? Self-teach them. teach them at home. You go give them more than what somebody else go give them. Yeah, you could really well round them off with real disciplines and sciences. Yeah, A to Z. Yeah, I'm going to let y'all roll for a minute. We're going to take an intermission real quick. That's what concludes our first hour. We got another hour to roll. You're going to move your hands, you know, use your feet, snap your finger, do something, stretch out, because that's what I'm about to do. Take a little bathroom break or something. Then we go get into some more reading. I'm going to give y'all, we had started off on the degrees that Yahushua, that Jesus had to go through in the school in the Temple of Luxor, where he had to go through the Adept degrees to get into his degrees. Yeah, just because you're the promised one, ain't you ain't going to be tried. Don't mean you ain't going to be tried. It's inside of you you're going to be tried at. That's where you're going to be tried inside of you. So this is showing where he had to go inside the workshop of the mind to overcome the self, the lower self, because there's two self. So take a ride for a minute. Be back shorty with y'all. Y'all go and enjoy. Enjoy Kim Waters. Yeah. Roll out for a minute. See y'all in a second. Goes and just a way to market that. The penal reform, man, listen, we ain't trying to do what they call prison reform. Hey, what's the use reforming something? That's what it was set up for. What we have to do is come out of the system. Come out of her. Yeah, that's what the Bible tells you. Revelations, come out of her. You're going to partake of her wrath. You got to come out of her ways and stuff. So come out of her system. That's what we have to do. Come out of our system. You are not Negroes, Blacks, or Color folks. That's what's keeping you down. This is classism. This is Roman law. Okay? It's Roman law going on. It deals with classism. That's how you watch the old movies. They be asking them, where your papers at? And they drive down the street. When they walk, go anywhere, where your papers? And they put out the papers and show the paper determine who a person are, which way they go. They lie and lie. Okay, you go this way. You can't go that way. Go, go. And how they treat you. So if you put out your papers and you're a high-class citizen, they'll give you respect and you go the way you're supposed to go. If you're a piece of scum, they go treat you like that. So that's what goes on in society. So, you know, we got to clean ourselves up on that. So before I get into the prison stuff, too, don't forget, for the people out there listening, the family has been touching in with Suleiman Bey, man, through Legal Empowerment Group. I appreciate y'all, man, and we are working on behalf of your loved ones. We sincerely own that. Yeah, we're not playing no games. We're not faking. Yeah, we really go push, man. We're trying to change this. We got to come out of this. It's all up to the people, man. Who are you? You gotta declare who you are, man. You gotta proclaim to who you are. Or the people will think that you're just an artificial person because there's a lot of shenanigans going on. That's how you gotta save yourself and your families. You gotta understand that nationality and the status in society. That's why we at the bottom of the rail. That black status is no good. And if you're talking about a black card, no, that black status is no good. Yeah, that's no good. So, hey. Save the blacks if you want to. Hey. Okay, so we left off on, we finished chapter, the second brotherhood test, Yahushua, Jesus had passed. So he passed too. So the second one was he passed it was justice. Okay, so the first one he passed was sincerity, and then the second one he passed was justice. So that's what he passed. So we're going to read about this third one now. Chapter 7. This is from the Moorish Holy Quran now. It's all about Yahushua, and it's all about Jesus, but about under Yahushua tag. So you're going to get what you didn't get from the Bible. The 18 missing years, you're going to get that. You're going to get some real teachings about Yahushua. This is for all those who love Yahushua. Yeah, this is for all those who love Yahushua. In fact, I have to read the beginning of the Moorish Quran for you so you can understand what we bring. Okay? I don't want no discord. I don't want nobody. This is how it starts off. Know thyself and thy Father God Allah. The divine instructions from the Holy Prophet. Know thyself and thy Father God Allah. The genealogy of Jesus, Yahushua, with 18 years of the events, life works, and teachings in India, Europe, and Africa. These events occurred before he was 30 years of age. These secret lessons are for all of those who love Yahushua and desire to know about his life, works, and teachings. Dear readers, do not falsely use these lessons. They are for good, peace, and happiness for all those that love Yahushua. Dear mothers, teach these lessons to your little ones, that they may learn to love instead of hate. Dear fathers, by these lessons you can set your house in order, and your children will learn to love instead of hate. The lessons of this pamphlet are not for sale, but for the sake of humanity, as I am a prophet and the servant is worthy of his hire, you can receive this pamphlet at expense. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, and Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. And when the time appointed by Allah, they loosened the keys and freed these secrets. And for the first time in ages, had these secrets been delivered in the hands of the Muslims of America. All authority and rights of publishing of this pamphlet is 1927. Okay. So we get it. This about Yahushua. This about Jesus. So Yahushua passes the third brotherhood test, faith. The logos waited 7 days, and it was taken to the Hall of Fame, a chamber rich in furnishings, and lighted up with gold and silver lamps. The colors of its ceiling decorations, furnishing, and walls were blue and gold. Its shelves were filled with books of masterminds. The paintings and the statues were the works of highest art. And Yahushua was entranced with all this elegance and these manifests of thought. He read the sacred books and sought the meaning of the symbols of the hieroglyphs. And when he was absorbed in deepest thought, a priest approached and said, "Behold the glory of this place, my brother. You are blessed. For men of earth so young, few men of earth so young have reached such heights of fame. Now, if you do not waste your life in search for hidden things that man can never comprehend, you may be founder of a school of thought that will assure you endless fame. For your philosophy is deeper far than that of Plato, and your teachings please the common people more than those of Socrates. Why seek for mystic light within these antiquated dens? Go forth and walk with men, and they will honor you." And after all, these weird initiations may be myths, and your Messiah hopes but illusions of the hour. I would advise you to renounce uncertain things and choose the course that leads to certain fame. And thus the priest, a demon in disguise, sang siren songs of unbelief, and Yahushua meditated long and well on what he said. The conflict was a bitter one, for king ambition is a sturdy foe to fight. Ain't that something? Listen. For 40 days, the higher wrestled with the lower self, and then the fight was on. Faith rose triumphant Unbelief was not. Ambition covered up his face and fled away. And Yahushua said, the wealth, the honor, and the fame of earth are but the baubles of the hour. When this short span of earthly life has been measured out, man's bursting baubles will be buried with his bones. Yes, what man does for his selfish self will make no markings on the credit side of life. The good that man for other men shall do becomes a ladder strong on which the soul may climb to wealth and power and fame of Allah's own kind that cannot pass away. Give me the poverty of men, the consciousness of duty done in love, the approbation of Allah, and I will be content. And he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, my Father Allah, I thank thee for this hour. I ask not for the glory of myself. I fain would be a keeper of the temple gates and serve my brother man. Again was Yahushua called to stand before the hierophant. Again, no word was said, but in his hands, the master placed a scroll on which was written, faith. And Yahushua bowed his head in humble thanks and went his way. You see that? So he had to conquer over himself. The fight wrestling with his lower self over king ambition. That's who was talking to him. Yeah, ain't with nobody outside himself. 40 days wrestling with that. The man, and people choosing on him. Girls choosing everything. Man, he can get his own little mob, his own little clique, make his own little thing, make his own little cult. Yeah, make his own little following and saying, by the way, he didn't say he was Christian. He didn't create that. That came long after him. So he didn't create that. Come on now, wake up. I'm just the messenger. Okay. So that's what they gave him on that. Okay. So he got the written faith. So to the next chapter, we're going to read two for show. Chapter 17 now. Yahushua passes the fourth brotherhood test, takes the fourth degree of adept. When other certain days had passed, the guide led Yahushua to the hall of mirth, a hall most richly furnished and replete with everything a carnal heart would wish. Listen, a carnal heart. The choicest viands and most delicious wines were on the boards, and maids in gay attire served all with grace and cheerfulness. And men and women richly clad were there, and they were wild with joy. They sipped from every cup of mirth. And Yahushua watched the happy throng in silence for a time. And then a man in garb of sage came up and said, most happy is the man who, like the bee, can gather sweets from every flower. The wise man is the one who seeks for pleasure and can find it everywhere. At best, man's life on earth is short, and then he dies and goes he knows not where. Then let us eat and drink and dance and sing. Let us get joy of life, for death comes apace. It is but foolishness to spend a life for other men. Behold, all die and lie together in the grave, where none can know and none can show forth gratitude. But Yahushua answered not. Yeah, he like, man, we just go party up. Ain't nothing going on. Don't nobody come back. All we got is now. That's what we all be on. But Yahushua answered not. Upon the tinseled guest and all their rounds of mirth, he gazed in silent thought. And then among the guests, he saw a man whose clothes were coarse, who showed in his face and hand the lines of toil and want. The giddy throng found pleasure in abusing him. They jostled him against the walls and laughed at his discomfiture. And then a poor frail woman came who carried in her face and form the marks of sin and shame. And without mercy, she was spit upon. I almost shed a tear thinking about that, how they treated her. And then a little child with timid ways and hungry men came in and asked for just a morsel of their food. But she was driven out, uncared for and unloved, and still the merry dance went on. And when the pleasure seekers urge, that's what you do. You see them sitting around hurting all the time. You're just dancing and playing right around them. And your Benzes and your cars, everything. You don't think it's your duty. But you claim in Jesus' name. But that's why you need to learn Yahushua, because Yahushua didn't do that. But she was driven out of it. Okay, and when the pleasure seekers urged that Yahushua join them in their mirth, he said, how could I seek for pleasure for myself while others are in want? How can I think that while the children cry for bread, while those in haunts of sin call out for sympathy and love, that I can fill myself to full with the good things of life. I tell you, nay, we are all kin, each one a part of the great human heart. How many of y'all go do that? How many people go step up and do that? We claiming his name, man. We claiming this person's name. That's why I said we got to learn Yahushua. We're going to extend our hands and stuff and kind. But that's why we're giving this message out right here. He said, I tell you, nay, we are all kin, each one a part of the great human heart. I cannot see myself apart from that poor man who you so scorned and crowded to the wall, nor from the one in female garb who came up from the haunts of vice to ask for sympathy and love, and who by you was so ruthlessly pushed back into her den of sin. That caused my spirit to shiver. That caused my spirit to rise up right there. Nor from that little child that you drove from your midst to suffer in the cold, bleak winds of night. I tell you, men, what you have done to these, my kindred, you have done to me. You have insulted me in your own home. I cannot stay. I will go forth and find that child, that woman, and that man, and give them help into my life's blood. All has ebbed away. I will call it pleasure when I help the helpless, alhamdulillah, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, heal the sick, and speak good words of cheer to those unloved, discouraged, and depressed. I feel that in my spirit. I can't even hardly finish saying the words to y'all. I feel that in my being, in my fiber, in every fiber of my being. And this that you call mirth is but a phantom of the night, but flashes of the fire of passion, painting pictures on the walls of time. And while the logo spoke, the white robed priest came in and said to him, the council waits for you. Then Yahushua stood again before the bar. Again, no word was said. The hierophant placed in his hand a scroll on which was written philanthropy. And Yahushua was a victor over selfish self. Man, that just broke me down right there. That's me. I feel that. Yeah, I feel that in my spirit, in my fiber. Because that's how you got to be. So he got philanthropy. That was his, what degree was philanthropy? So he just got philanthropy, was his fourth degree. He go get 7 degrees. So his fourth degree was philanthropy. So you got to be, that's what you got to do. You got to give. You got to feed people. You got to help people. You got to pick people up, even in words. Even in words, indeed, you got to help people. Don't look at them like that way because you see them down like that. That they out there because a woman is doing this, she prostituting and doing that. Man, who cares? Man, who are you? You got your own stuff you dealing with. That's why Jesus told them in the Bible when they brought the woman over there and they're trying to cast her to be casted with stones because of her wayward ways in the world because she was out there messing with a bunch of men and stuff. And he dipped down in the ground and started writing. Yeah, and he told them, and our Moors go on to say that he told them, hey, man, The sin is in the thought. All of y'all lusting after women and doing this and that. Whoever, the sin is in the thought, not in the action. So I'm writing down here, whoever has it in the thought, because remember, thought is the cause of it all. Everything you see was the cause of thought. So hell, if you put it in your mind first, of course it's just going to come to be. Being it is. That's why you're a creator and you don't understand. You put in foolishness into yourself. That's why you're getting out. You're getting shortchanged. Yeah, because you put in foolishness in, so foolishness is coming out. Keep the change. Here you go, foolishness in, foolishness out, keep the change. Okay, but if you want to get wealth and abundance, then you got to put something else in. So that's what this is, man. And man, and Yahushua, he's telling them, what goes in comes out. So this fourth degree with his philanthropy, man, you got to do out for people, you got to help people, man. You got to give back to people, man. The law of reciprocation, what you give, what you plant is going to what you come to harvest, man. You got to help out people. In word and deed, they need us. They need us out there moving. They need us out there putting those words down. Okay, they need that. So for the prison population, for the people whose families in the prisons, the Legal Empowerment Group 101.com and the Legal Empowerment Group 101 at Gmail is the links. You could go in there and leave your information, set up a time for consultations on that. That's moving good. This is dealing with status. Everything is dealing with status and jurisdiction. Listen, you got to have status before they can adjudicate. You understand what I'm saying? So if you don't have the right status, what is your status? Black, is that the status that you claim? Because if that's the status that you claim, then you understood civil, municipal, and statutory laws, which are for artificial persons or for corporations. So that's what this is about. That's what this demonstration is to teach you. Okay? So are you a natural person? Because if you're a natural person, we're dealing with divine law. We're dealing with moral laws. These things are set in place. So these are the sciences and the disciplines that we as a family must understand and learn. So in order to get yourself out of the fire, you got to go through the fire. Oh, excuse me. I be getting up real early to come to y'all. And the same laws that enslaved you is the same laws that will free you. And to free this bondage that you're putting on yourself. And it's not just you, black man. When I say man, that includes the woman. We come from mankind, what they call it, man. Well, I'm not going to say mankind. We come from man. You just got to understand what's going on. What's going on, that it's a system. They call it the prison system, but the prison is not the problem. The penal system is the system that's sending you to the prison. The prison just holding you. The prison just a business, a corporation. They just getting money. I mean, who can't blame a person for trying to get some money? Hell, unfortunately, it's just at the expense of other people. But hell, they in the business of getting money. Okay, that's a prison. Yeah, you should invest in prison. Hell, that's okay. Hell, invest in some prison. Hell, that's what everybody doing. Get you some money. Okay? I'm talking about the system that's putting you in the prison. Okay? The same system that's being overturned in Oklahoma because of McGirt versus Oklahoma. It applies, it's applicable. You heard that to all 50 states, but you have to declare. You have to proclaim. Yeah, you have to get up and step up and say who you are. Other than that, you're nobody. You're stateless. You don't have no nationality. You don't have a seat at the table. Look at the United Nations. Go look for your flag. Where the black flag at? Now, they don't have no roaches there. They do not have no roaches there. They don't have no black flag. Go see if they have a white flag. Where the white flag at? Because I'm going to start including y'all. And if it's an Indian flag, it's going to be represented by the nation India. So they keep calling us Indian over here. And we do, and we do have our roots in the nation of India, our bloodline. Come on, man, we're Aboriginal. But we're talking about right in this hemisphere. So they're giving that name to us and our ancestors, calling us Indian. That's not our name. We got tribal nations. We got nation, pedigree, bloodline that we come from. I don't care what you want to call it. People say, I ain't Moors. Okay, you something. Amorite, you Hittite, you something. I choose to be Moabite. That's my descendancy. That's my people. It's in my blood. Yours in your blood, too. You could try to any nation. You got the right under the United Nations. You got the right. They got charters out there that says just that. UN charters, the rights of indigenous children, the rights of indigenous children and stuff like that. Yeah, you got the right to a nationality. Yeah, you can change your nationality, your blood, attach you everywhere. You're the Aboriginal. So you got to understand that. So we're putting ourselves at a disadvantage by not understanding that the status. So when you go down to DMV, and you say that you want a license. I told this, happy birthday, son, wherever you at, guys. I don't know if you're listening or whoever it is, your born day. Happy born day, man, the day you came out and outside of the bag, because people could forget you were inside that water bag for 9 months. And people think that they can't swim. Man, you inside a water bag for 9 months. I got to be intelligent to think that you can swim. And prior to that, you was nothing but a clot, a sperm. Yeah, you ain't nothing but a piece of despicable fluid, a polywog. So you knew how to swim upstream. You're intelligent. You was a polywog with a tail. So how you don't know how to swim? They're trying to know how to swim. In the oldest way, we got taught how to swim. They threw you in the water, and you sure found your way out. So I bear witness to that. I do bear witness to that there. Yeah, that's just real talk, man. So a lot of things we've been dumbed down on. And we got to get an understanding. Now, jurisdiction with the prisons. When you went to DMV, you got a license. I told my boy that, hey, you so in a hurry, you'll get a license. I drove so many years without a license. For what? What you need a license for? Well, when you go get a license, you need a license to drive. Driving is commercial. The Department of Motor Vehicles is a commercial agency, okay? That's what they're into. They're into commercial enterprise, so trade and commerce. So driving means in the vehicle. See, they call it a vehicle, but it's also it's actually an automobile or a locomotive, okay? You have the right of locomotion to move, to travel through the world. You got the right to travel. Now, it's a privilege to drive. So you gave away your right. You gave your right to travel for a privilege to drive. So with that privilege, you have to sign a contract, an agreement. Now, you wasn't obligated to do that. You chose to go down there and do that because you believe that that's what you got to do. Okay? Because you're under the codes. You've been under them codes so long that you think that that's a law that you got to have that for you to travel. But you don't. Okay, so then you go give up your natural rights and you give away. So you agree to have on a seatbelt. You have to agree to a certain speed limit. You agree to not be able to smoke or drink in your car. Well, you say, oh, that's wrong. Well, how is it wrong? I mean, what kind of claim can come on you for driving and smoking or driving fast? Who can put a claim on you? What kind of tort claim could put on you, somebody could put on you? Because the tort claim means the injured party. If I'm driving down the street smoking, who I injured? If I'm driving down the street speeding, drinking, who I'm injured? If I got 20 pounds of weed in the car, who I injured? If I got my guns in my car, all this is my private property, who I injured? This is why, folks, y'all got to understand the contract too. Here's who I injured. Where is it? Only it could be a tort claim meaning injured somebody. Okay, if it ain't a tort claim, then it got to be a commercial crime, which means it got to be a contract. That's where it comes in. You under a contract. You signed me with the DMV for all that. So even though you're driving, when you got a car and you got your license and registration, and you smoke weed, now they got probable cause. By the way, probable cause to what extent? Because if you got your license and registration, they pull you over and you got probable cause, do you got your glove compartment locked? Your trunk is locked? Those are still private property. They got the right, you saying? You believe that they got the right to go into there, to your locked glove compartment or your locked trunk? I beg to differ. For traffic violation. You was pulled over for a traffic violation. It wasn't a harmful, you wasn't pulled over for a dangerous, a threatening situation. So even if you smell smoke, that still hasn't become life-threatening, still not an injured party. You're letting your rights be violated. Somebody go in your trunk or your glove compartment, they're in violation. Let them do what they do then. And you just keep stating for the record, you ain't getting my permission, none of it. They take your key, excuse me. If they take your key and open it, damn, they just lost the case. They bogus. Yeah, they bogus. They can't do that. So that's what you got to understand, y'all. These are things we got to work on coming into the constitutional fold, understanding who we are, who we not, understanding who these people are and who not. And by the way, legal empowerment group, we've come with a credit repair department. It's going to be so tough. I've just been studying and sitting back and learning and studying language. There's ways to attack stuff and there's ways to not attack stuff. And there's a lot of shenanigans going on, a lot of bogusness going on to really just take the people's money. And we're not into taking the people's money. And we're trying to get correction. You know, we're trying to make things happen. So that's what this about. And that's what we're going to do. So, okay. Let me get the rest of these things. Now, let me get over here to this jurisdiction thing over here. Now, we understand the civil law. Okay, it's Roman law. But let's get to jurisdiction. Okay, we did the status. Now you want to see what this is. H-I-J. Mm-hmm. Okay, jurisdiction. Okay. A government's general power to exercise authority over all persons and things within its territory. Mm. Now, that word territory, D, too, man. Y'all got to understand now, these states are in territories. Man, and these territories are vast. Listen, it could be three or four states in one territory. That's your ancestral estate, folks. That is your ancestral estate. And see, they're just doing business on top of the land. So they have a state on top of the land. They're selling houses. They're putting, erecting buildings and everything on top of the land. But you're the rightful owner of the land. And that's where you have to get your status corrected so you can declare and then you can be allotted your land. But Negroes, you can't get that. And then you fall under their jurisdiction where they could put their criminal, their crime acts under you. The Black Codes Law was criminalizes everything, but keeps putting you in prison. But they just overturned that in Oklahoma because of so many Native people consecrated in one area. So now y'all got to just understand we all do one. We all from them same five civilized tribes. Chase your roots. Go back, ask who your great-grandmama is, your great-great-grandmama is. Ask who's the oldest alive. Ask names. Write it down. Go start building your family tree. Find out where they was born. But more than likely, they was born on some tribal. Yeah, there was some tribal. You would go see that your, all your people were no slaves, and if they were, they were sold into it, so they was free before that. So you would see what's going on here. So jurisdiction. A government's general power to exercise authority over all persons and things within its territory. 2, a court's power to decide a case or issue a decree. See? It says the constitutional grant of federal question jurisdiction. 3, a geographic area within which political or judicial authority may be exercised. See, so it's dealing with, what it's dealing with? It's dealing with the court's power to the court's power. It's dealing with geographic. Okay, and then 4, a political or judicial subdivision within such an area. See, so jurisdiction. So you got to understand what this is and how can they get this jurisdiction. And they got to go through your status. Like I said, the status determinist. And that's the key thing to this all, understanding that. We got to pound that in. We got to pound this in. Status. I'm going to go back over it again. For those that just may be coming on, I'm going to go back over status one more time. Okay, here we go. The position of an individual in relation to another or others of the same class, social standing, profession, etc. Okay. 2, the social position or rank of an individual or group in relation to another or others of a different class, social standing, profession, etc. Okay? State or condition of affairs. Law, the standing of a person before the law. How does the law see you, folks? How does the law see you? This is what this is, standing before law. How does the law see you? Okay? And what's the difference between legal and lawful? That's the thing that we got to understand. What is the difference between legal and lawful? Is what they're doing is legal? Or is it lawful? You know, that's what we need to get into. And that's what we're going to build right here. I'm going to prove that out. What is legal and what's lawful? So status is the standing of a person before the law. Stateless, lacking nationality. And state, the condition of a person or thing as with respect to circumstances or attributes. Okay? Condition with respect to structure, form, constitution, phase, or the like. A mode or condition of existence. Status, rank, or position in life, station. We use those. Okay? And it goes on and on. When you got an unabridged dictionary, you could go on and on for some time with those definitions. Okay? So status, all that goes hand in hand with state, what we just read. And state in this other dictionary says the word is used in various senses. In its most enlarged sense, it signifies a self-sufficient body of persons united together in one community for the defense of their rights and to do right and justice to foreigners. In this sense, the states means the whole body united in one body politic, and the state and the people of the state are equivalent expressions. State also means the section of territory occupied by a state, as the state of Pennsylvania. State is the status condition of man. Is that quality which belongs to man in society and which secures to him different rights in consequence of the difference of that quality. Slaves, aliens, and citizens exercise rights of a different nature because they do not enjoy the same state. State is natural or civil, natural when it arises in nature, which marks the differences of sex, age, strength, etc. It derives its power from the civil or municipal law when it distinguishes men into citizens, aliens, and slaves. So it says it was under civil and civil law. And then we went into that. Let me finish that back off to close that back off what the civil law was. Okay. So that's what we categorized as. It was just said civil law, and it says civil law. one of the two prominent legal systems in the Western world, originally administered in the Roman Empire and still influential in continental Europe, Latin America, Scotland, and Louisiana, among other parts of the world. Also termed judicial Roman law. 2, Roman law. 3, the body of law imposed by the state as opposed to moral law. 4, the law of civil or private rights as opposed to criminal law or administrative law. So the law of civil or private rights. So you're dealing with a lot of private law and private corporations. I'm telling you, that's why you're dealing with, hey, you want to pay taxes, the IRS, you believe that that's what you got to do, okay? First and foremost, you're indigenous, the Aboriginal indigenous, not taxed. And then you got to understand who the taxes are for. Remember, this is the company they set up. It's corporations. So the laws and statutes that do the govern corporation are what's being governed here. And you're an artificial person now, so you're governed under the same laws, Ted, just like Ted was. And they told Ted he was artificial. Please go watch Ted again, y'all. You'll see it in a whole different light. Go watch Ted and Ted too. They're going to do it on citizenship. Ted was a 14th Amendment person, just like you and I. As a black person, that's a U.S. citizen, to put it in layman's terms, okay? And that's what happened. And they told Ted to sit on down, Ted. You're doing a little too much. It doesn't matter because this is what you are, okay? And that's what they told him he was. All right. That's how that go. Now, the business formation thing, and just the proper formation of it, we've been discussing that. It's imperative to have the different points. Not only, and it's a lot of people, you're doing videos and doing shows, but make sure that you have your websites up, make sure that you have your email up, make sure that you have a link. This is for your business financing, I'm talking about, for your financing. Make sure you have your a phone number and that it's in the 411 directory. Make sure you have a 1-800 number that can be accessed. Make sure you have a Facebook business page, an Instagram page. You know, you want all those, the Twitter. You want all those different things, because nowadays, if you notice on applications like that, they ask that even for business loans and all that. They ask, you know, do you have these different things? And the more that you have, the more business oriented you look, because the more vehicles you have, the more, you know, the more people you can reach. So that's just like with this form here, the more people you can reach. If you come on the show, if you got a business and you come on the show, you know, you tell your audience come to the show, that builds this show, and it builds your audience too for the other people that's listening that wasn't listening to you before or buying your product before. It don't matter if it's 1, 2, or 3 people. You know, one person could turn into 100 million people. Yeah, one person telling you, talking your stuff, will get into the right person's car or lap, and then everybody know. Yeah, go on the show, go on a do a commercial or video you own. So you need to be understanding of that, okay? And that's what this is about right here. So we're trying to understand that. So I did want to give this other chapter about Yahushua when he was speaking to the people, because like I said, this form is, I open up here, man. I go into Noble Drew Ali and Yahushua a lot. I go into Jesus a lot for y'all, but it's Yahushua here. But I just want you to feel what you didn't get from the Bible, because our Quran said, this for all those who love Yahushua, and I bear witness that when I start reading the Moorish Quran and I start reading about the different things I didn't know about Jesus, but just under Yahushua, it was so... how can I say it? Heartwarming. Like, it was so lovely, like so beautiful. You feel me? And it was like, okay, I see the truth in that. And the same stories, and some similar stories and different ones you never heard, but told from a different perspective where you see it. Just like when you read the Quran, the Bible, similar stories and same stories in there, but when you read them, the Quran versions are more believable. Just put it that way. They're more... Yeah, you can see the in it straight, the truth in it, without any hocus pocus or around the wayness to it. It's just different, like the Joseph story. You feel me? Different stories in there. So, yeah, Joseph, wake up, please, Joseph. Okay, chapter 8, Yahushua reveals to the people that their sinful ways. They don't like to hear that. He said, in all the cities of Orissa, Yahushua taught. At Katak by the riverside, he taught, and thousands of the people followed him. One day, a car of Jabinoth was hauled along by scores of frenzied men, and Yahushua said, behold, a form without a spirit passes by, a body with no soul, a temple with no altar fires. This car of Krishna is an empty thing, for Krishna is not there. This car is but an idol of a people drunk on wine of carnal things. Allah lives not in the noise of tongues. There is no way to him from any idol shrine. Allah's meeting place with man is in the heart, and in a still small voice he speaks, and he who has ears is still. And all the people said, teach us to know the Holy One who speaks within the heart, Allah of the still small voice. And Yahushua said, the Holy Breath cannot be seen with mortal eyes, nor can men see the spirit of the Holy One. But in their image man was made, and he who looks into the face of man looks at the image of Allah who speaks within. And when man honors man, he honors Allah. And what a man does for man, he does for Allah. And you must bear in mind that when man harms in thought or word or deed another man, he does a wrong to Allah. If you would serve Allah who speaks within the heart, just serve your near of kin and those who are no kin and the stranger at your gates, the foe who seeks to do you harm. Assist the poor and help the weak. Do harm to none and covet not what is not yours. Then with your tongue the Holy One will speak, and he will smile behind your tears, will light your countenance with joy, and fill your hearts with peace. And then the people asked, to whom shall we bring gifts? Where shall we offer sacrifice? And Yahushua said, our Father Allah asks not for needless waste of plant, of grain, of dove, of lamb. That which you burn on any shrine, you throw away. No blessing can attend the one who takes the food from hungry mouths to be destroyed by fire. When you would offer sacrifice unto Allah, just take your gifts of grain or meat and lay it on the table of the poor. From an incense will arise to heaven, which will return to you with blessedness. Tear down your idols. They can hear you not. Turn all your sacrificial altars into fuels for the flames. Make human hearts your altars and burn your sacrifices with the fire of love. And all the people were entranced and would have Yahushua as a god. But Yahushua said, I am your brother man. Just come to show the way to Allah. You should not worship man. Praise Allah, the Holy One. And he gave thanks to the Father. And he did nothing not on his own authority. He tell you, I speak not on my own authority. He who speaks, who is within me speaks within. He gave him what to say. Yeah, that's what he tell you. He had to get down and pray. They tell you he had to submit to something higher than himself. Yeah, he had to pray. So what does that tell you? It's something higher than himself. So get the right perspective and the right understanding of what's going on and give honors. You feel me? Where it's due and give praises. Where it's due. All praises to Allah. Honors is to man. You feel me? That's how that go. So we got Jesus, you know, he did a lot of works that the people have not been talked about. And they haven't been taught about them. Chapter 2. Education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone Egypt. See, you didn't know this. The son of Herod, Archelaus, reigned in Jerusalem. He was a selfish, cruel king. He put to death all of those who did not honor him. He called in council all the wisest men and asked the infant claimant of his throne. The council said that John and Yahushua both were dead. Then he was satisfied. Now Joseph, Mary, and their son were in Egypt in Zone, and John was with his mother in the Judean hills. Elihu and Salome sent messengers in haste to find Elizabeth and John. They found them. They brought them to Zone. Now Mary and Elizabeth were marveling much because of their deliverance. Elihu said, it is not strange. There are no happenings. Law governs all events. From olden times it was ordained that you should be with us and in this sacred school be taught. Listen. Elihu and Salome took Mary and Elizabeth out to the sacred grove nearby where they were wont to teach. Elihu said to Mary and Elizabeth, you may esteem yourselves thrice blessed, for you are chosen mothers of long-promised sons who are ordained to lay a solid rock, a sure foundation stone, on which the temple of the perfect man shall rest, a temple that shall never be destroyed. We measure time by cycle ages, and the gate to every age we deem a milestone in the journey of the race. An age had passed. The gate into another age flies open at the age touch of time. This is the preparation age of the soul, the kingdom of Emmanuel, of Allah in man. And these, your sons, will be the first to tell the news and teach the gospel of goodwill to men and peace on earth. A mighty work is theirs, for carnal men want not the light. They love the dark, and when the light shines in the dark, they comprehend it not. We call these sons revealers of the light, but they must have the light before they can reveal the light. And you must teach your sons and set their souls on fire with love and holy zeal and make them conscious of their missions to the sons of men. That's right. Teach them that Allah and man are one, but that through carnal thoughts and words and deeds, man tore himself away from Allah, debased himself. Teach that the holy breath would make them one again, restoring harmony and peace. This is the Moorish Quran, y'all. That not can make them one but love. That Allah so loved the world that he has clothed his son in flesh that man can comprehend. Y'all don't believe Muslims who say that, huh? The holy savior of the world is love. And Yahushua, son of Mary, comes to manifest that love to men. What? A Muslim just said that? That's in a Muslim book? I got to get that book. And you, Elizabeth, comes to manifest that love to men. It says, the only savior of the world is love, and Yahushua, son of Mary, comes to manifest that love to men. Now, love cannot be manifest until his way has been prepared, and not can rend the rock and bring down lofty hill and fill the valleys up, and thus prepare the way, but purity. But purity in life men do not comprehend, and so it too must come in flesh. And you, Elizabeth, are blessed, because yours is purity made flesh, and he shall pave the way for love, talking about John. This age will comprehend but little of the works of purity and love, but not a word is lost, for in the book of Allah's remembrance, a registry is made of every thought and word and deed. And when the world is ready to receive, lo, Allah will send a messenger to open the book and copy from its sacred pages all the messages of purity and love. Then every man of earth will read the words of light in language of his native land, and men will see the light and walk in the light and be the light, and man again will be at one with Allah. Okay, so this is just the thing, man, that Yahushua, man, was traveling. He was traveling. He was like he disputed with the doctors in the temple at 12 years old in the Bible. And then he disappeared all the way to 30 and has a 3-year mission. Well, this teaches you all in 18 years where he was trapping, talking to people, going in there and disputing with people. That's what these lessons are. That's what these lessons, so you could get a fulfillment of him, so you can understand who he is and the teachings that he got. Okay? So that's what this is about. So he says, so chapter 5, after the feast, the homeward journey. Here we go. The same, let me give you an example. Chapter 5, after the feast, the homeward journey, the missing Yahushua, the search for him. His parents find him in the temple. He goes with them to Nazareth, symbolic meaning of carpenter's tool. Here goes the chapter. The great feast of the pots was ended, and the Nazarenes were journeying toward their homes. And they were in Samaria, and Mary said, where is my son? No one had seen the boy. This is the Moorish Holy Quran. And Joseph sat among their kindred who were on their way to Galilee, but they had seen him not. Then Joseph, Mary, and a son of Zebedee returned and sought through all of Jerusalem, but could find him not. And Mary asked the guards, had they seen Yahushua, a little boy about 12 years old? The guards replied, yes, he is in the temple now, disputing with the doctors of the law. And they went in and found him as the guard had said. And Mary said, why, Yahushua, why do you treat your parents thus? Lo, we have sought 2 days for you. We have feared that some great harm had overtaken you. And Yahushua said, do you not know that I must be about my father's work? Ooh. But he went round and pressed the hand of every doctor of the law and said, man, I trust that we meet again. And then he went forth with his parents on their way to Nazareth. And when they reached their home, he wrought with Joseph as a carpenter. One day, as he was bringing forth the tools for work, he said, these tools remind me of the ones we handle in the workshop of the mind, where things are made of thought and where we build up character. We use the square to measure all our lines, to straighten out the crooked places of the way and make the corners of our conduct square. We use the compass to draw the circles around our passions and desires to keep them in the bonds of righteousness. We use the axe to cut away the naughty, useless, and ungainly parts and make the character symmetrical. We use the hammer to drive home the truth and pound it in until it is part of every part. We use the plane to smooth the rough, uneven surface of joint and block and board that go to build the temple for the truth. The chisel, line, the plummet, and the saw all have their uses in the workshop of the mind. And then this ladder with this trinity of steps, faith, hope, and love. On it we climb up to the dome of purity in life. And on the 12-step ladder, we ascend until we reach the pinnacle of that which life is spent to build, the temple of perfected man. Yeah, so they're looking for this temple, man. It's Solomon's temple. Yeah, so it's a physical description. But this temple, man, the temple is you, the temple, man, the perfected man. And it's pieces that you need to be perfected. It's prophets that came that you need their degrees. You need to know who Yahushua Jesus is. You need to know him in his true light from an Eastern perspective, not what you've been westwashed with over here, dumbed down with over here. What Luther King said, they're slaves and exiled in their own home. You need to know about Muhammad brought the law. He brought the law back, so y'all can understand that, okay? You need to understand Buddha, okay? So you can understand the chakras, and you need to understand Confucius, the Amaleks, okay? So that Kung Fu, that's you're going to start going to understand. These are the things, start dealing with the seven seals and the chakras in the body. See what Yahushua did, all must do. He's not the first that can overcome physical death. How many people you know that got pie-owed and came back, shot in the head, and all kinds of stuff pronounced dead at the scene? He wasn't the first person to do that. The difference is he knew how to transmute. He knew how to use it to go in and out. And you got your seals in your body. And if you know how to control them and know that they're there and know how to use them, then you can do those things. Because if you couldn't, he wouldn't have said that. He wouldn't have said, if you believe in me and the words that I do, and he just seen me and all that, and you believe in me and the words that I do, you could do these things and greater. So he's telling you the promise not just for him. What kind of father would you serve in the world that just giving a promise to one person? Come on now. And the reason he came through a woman and a man is to show you that the promise is for all of us. So, yeah, you got that power inside of you to make the waters be still, to control the earths and the ethers. You feel me? But you got to learn about it. You feel me? You got to stop being dumbed down, what you're eating, physically and spiritually. You feel me? The food that you're eating, the meat that you're eating, all the stuff that's going into that. It was a killing took place. We are life givers. We're the life givers on this plane. We don't take life. No, we eat from a different plane. When we get back to ourselves, we won't be earthlings no more. We'll be etherins. Then we'll be eating from the ether of our native plane. So you'll be breathing. You know you're breathing water. You know you're amphibian. You know you're a water being. I told you, you came from a little polywog with a worthless demon. That's what the Quran says with his mother Ramadan. Yeah, you know you H2O. That's water. You know you're breathing water. It goes up. It comes back down in rain. So as it goes up, you got to be breathing it. Common sense tell you, you just walking around with legs and hands and can talk. You have intelligence, but you ain't nothing but old polywog. So quit thinking that you something, that you better than everybody else, and start working together and let's form a better creation, a better life for our family and loved ones. And people, listen, we got to nationalize. We got to come together. We got to recognize we not no Negroes and Blacks and all that. We not. And you got to start doing a business model with inside yourself. Get your ancestry together so you can get you some land. Get a land allotted to you. Go before the government, the governor of the states or where you're from. You know you're from the five civilized tribes. Go before them and tell them they owe you some of that land out of Oklahoma. And if they can't give you some of that because they want you to sign on to the tribe, you don't want to sign on to be on no reservation. Why would you want to be reserved and locked in when you're free? Tell them to give you a piece of that land and go into a class suit. Bring your whole family. Everybody get your birth certificates, everything. Social Security cards show all the fraud and the wrong and the hurt that's been demonstrated and done to you. Used by these corporations and insurance companies, a class action suit. Make them give you a real black card and open up to you in their forum, in their public forum where there ain't no money. It ain't no money because they borrowing off you. So it don't matter if a few of us come home and you feel me, they support the bill. Yeah, they got the right to pay all the bills. That's the public law. The government took the gold and silver, so they pay all debts contracted. All debts contracted, they obligated to pay. So just come home and be yourself and then sit back and get royalties from them doing business on your land. For them raping the land for coal, mineral, gold, silver, tin, platinum. Oh, you didn't think all that stuff was over here? Oh, you got to go look over to Africa, huh? Oh, you didn't think that stuff was being far right here? I mean, we used to run in the coal mine. Yeah, we used to run up in the coal mine, Black Diamond coal mines. Yeah, man, listen, man, this stuff is all around. You see the trains coming out on the train tracks all the time. They're having coal and all kinds of stuff on them, all kinds of natural resources from your land. And you sitting around here getting benefits with a Social Security number. That's a fraud against you. That hurted you. You feel me? You're the natural person. You feel me? Somebody just tricked you, fooled you, and told you you was other than. And you feel me? And did a contract with your people. That's an invalid void. It's void ab initio from its inception. It don't have no bearing on you. You don't got to be obligated to no treaty or no contract that you didn't sign. Yeah, you didn't sign on to that. You feel me? But that don't even stop your inherited birthright, your inalienable birthright of who you are. So with the business model, listen, we guys got to come together, man, and start forming businesses together. Start a trust fund. Yeah, understand that you got an estate and start a trust fund and put you a few dollars in it to get it. Get 10 of y'all, 20 of y'all, put $200, $300, whatever you can afford, and put that in every month in the fund. And then the wise ones among you, put a governor up there, people to board, a treasurer, a trustee. You feel me? Somebody that y'all trust, elderly people in a position. Then you let the youth who are the innovators and the creators go out and find and create, find buildings to buy, find land to buy, you know, find business opportunities to open up. If I have a fund and the elders be over, the treasury's over, and the elders put some of y'all money in, you can't take it with you. You know, you've been trying to leave something for a long time, but you've been having a lot of foolishness in the family. You can't leave nothing to nobody. So you got to, people just donating stuff to charities and stuff. So we got to get a board and get the youth to going. That's what this is about, raising us up and getting the understanding. You feel me? Understanding that it don't take much. There's business plans out there that you could buy. It's the information area. All you have to do is pay for your information. You could buy your way to tears. People could buy PhDs. Hell, so you could go buy the type of business financing that you need. You can pay for that. These channels that you could take, okay? Legal Empowerment Group 101, .com. And I mean, go there. We got some new stuff going on, man, with the credit repair. We're going to be coming with y'all soon with that. Man. We'll come with some new credit repair for the world, man. We'll bust them upside the head, man, teach them who is who and who is not, man. That's what y'all got to understand. Y'all got to go read. Read these things on your computers when you go in there and say about us on a company. Go read about them. They're trying to tell you. Say about us. Go read about them. Go find out. And the more you dig, the more you can find, and the more advantageous it is for you. Because you have a disadvantage when you don't know. You just put in information into a search engine on a site, and you don't know nothing about them, and then you getting denied or don't wonder why your information is sold or this and that. Go find out about us. Take the time to read. You got to have patience. You got to have discipline. This is the month of Ramadan. This is what you guys should be doing. So For me, it's just the same thing every day, man. It's just the same thing, getting back to that, getting back to staying on that, staying in the mold of things. Man, it's been blessed, man. It's been a blessing, man. Everything that was shown to me in my mind's eye is coming to fruition, coming to be. Just staying on the path, staying a people person, staying giving. When you get something, giving out. Man, you only got a little, give somebody else that only got a little. Yeah, that's what this is about. You don't got nothing but a word, give them a word. You feel me? No matter what you think they should go do with it. That ain't your business. Your business is you see somebody hurt and extend your hand. I am my brother's keeper. You feel me? Aid and assist your brother. Your sister's in trouble, forsake her not. Yeah, you got the unity. You feel me? And I think that's what I'll end on that, the divine origin of the Asiatic nations. Because a lot of us don't know that it was a covenant. You feel me? It was a covenant. We got a covenant that was taken from our people. You feel me? And people then broke the covenant, man. And you can see who the covenant breakers are. They then broke the covenant, man. So that's what's hurting us. That's what's hurting us. The covenant of the Asiatic nations, as we conclude. Ye are the children of one father, provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother have given you suck. Let the bonds of affection, therefore, unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house. And when you separate in the world, remember the relation that bindeth you to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall the fortunes of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his care be continued to you all in your love to each other. Hey, hit them forums. Hit them forums out there, man. Get in contact with us. We here for y'all. Al Moore, A-L-M-O-O-R, consultationllc.com, almoore.consulting@gmail.com. Hit us up. Legal Empowerment Group 101. Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. Legal Empowerment Group 101@gmail.com. Man, it's been a blessing to serve y'all today, man. You'll be a humble servant. Look forward to seeing y'all again if it is all I will. I thank y'all. Peace and love. Y'all come again, man. Share it, man. The prison people, we still here with y'all. Get at us. Send us some packages. We'll go get at y'all, man. Teach y'all the jurisdiction and get your loved ones home, man. We in here to fight for the people. It's our power to the people. Man, peace and love to all. Come again.